Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and welcome to another e-course. Today's topic is rhythmic variation, and this is something I've been looking forward to doing for a long time. It's a rhythm workout. We'll talk about varying the rhythms later, but the first bit is just going through rhythms all the way from whole notes to 16th notes, and anyone at any level can benefit from doing this. You can always improve your rhythmic skills. You know, as we go through the whole notes and slower notes, you may think to yourself, well, you know, why is he teaching me this? I know how to play whole notes. You know, let me just get to the 16th notes. It's not about that. It's about really locking into the rhythm and really feeling it in your bones so that the notes are right on the money, you know, right on the beat. I used to have a teacher who would make me play like whole notes and half notes at very slow tempos for like 20 minutes or 30, like almost half the lesson, you know, and I actually really didn't like it at the time. But looking back, I realized the value of that. And, you know, perhaps I should be not so nice to my students. You know, I should be mean and make you guys, you know, sit there and play whole notes for half an hour, you know, because you really benefit from it. Your rhythm becomes like a laser beam, you know. And why is this so important? Well, rhythm is everything. I mean, haven't you heard guitarists who can, you know, rip off these licks and do all kinds of techniques and things, but they're just not really grabbing you? And this is apart from any stylistic preferences that you may have, but just the fact that they don't. You know, Duke Ellington said it best, if you don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It doesn't mean that you have to play jazz to sound good. It's not about the swing music as a genre. It's not meant to be a commentary on that. It simply means that rhythm is everything. You can play wrong notes or quote wrong notes with great rhythm and people will respond to it. You can play perfect notes with bad rhythm and no one will respond to it. I guarantee it, all right? So whatever your level is, you can always benefit from this. I tried to pick a tempo that would be slow enough so that even the less advanced students could do the 16th notes, although you may need to use hammer-ons and pull-offs. In fact, I encourage you to use hammer-ons and pull-offs for those so you don't have to slave over those faster lines with the pick. You know, but I chose a tempo of 100 so that pretty much everyone can, you know, I wanted to go slow enough so that everyone can do all the rhythms. And slower is better anyway because it helps you to tune in, you know, to the accuracy of your rhythms. All right, so I'm just going to go through a workout. So here we go. Have fun.